I hope you're keeping really well, and welcome to our last teaching of this month's topic on intuition. And we're starting a new topic next week on the 1st of September, which is all around manifesting, but manifesting from a new way. This is not like the old way we've been taught about manifesting. We're going to be looking at it from a completely fresh perspective. And instead of manifesting from three-dimensional energy, which we're living in here, it's about manifesting from the fifth dimensional energy, which I'll talk about from next week. So today, as we move into this last teaching around intuition, I'd love to hear from you. You can text me or pop it in the WhatsApp group about how you've actually found this month. Have you started to listen to yourself a little bit more, or are you finding it still hard to do? Because it is hard to listen to ourselves sometimes, and it is hard to decipher between what our head is trying to tell us and what we are instinctively feeling or just sensing or knowing. That's where the definition, it gets hard to kind of define the two of those things. A practice that I do, and I've, you know, taught over the years, is when we're trying to really listen to ourselves, you can close your eyes. You could even do this right now and just take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And in your mind, you're just going to answer yes or no to these questions I'm going to ask you. And this is how we actually start tapping into our intuition, okay? Because what generally happens is the first thought of whether it's yes or no comes to mind. But then our mind takes over and we start to tell ourselves all the reasons why it could be no or it could be yes, instead of just listening to what our first thought was. Okay, so let's begin. Closing down the eyes, taking another deep breath in and a deep breath out. Just answer yes or no to these questions. Are you listening to a teaching on intuition? Are you a member of this membership? Are you in touch with your own intuition? Are you living a life that feels aligned? Do you know what you need from life? Okay, so they were very basic questions. Started off with ones that you knew the answer to straight away, which is yes or no. Okay. And I know that that sounds like a really simplistic exercise to do, but that's what I do. I do this with my friends as well. Like a few weeks ago, I had a friend that was trying to decide whether she should take a job. And I knew by speaking to her, she was making a decision from a really, really panicked place, afraid that this was such a good offer, she wouldn't get another really good offer. And we sat on the phone in my car and I just got her to close her eyes down. I was like asking her, what's her name, whatever her name is, and this kind of thing. And I started asking her the most random questions that she was just saying yes or no to really quickly. And then I said to her, are you ready to take this job? I just threw it in the middle. And she said no. And then I asked the question, is this the right job for you? And she said no. And she didn't take the job. And since then, she's actually had offers from two other places that are much, much better. So this is about just a really simplistic way of just stopping. Because if I say to myself, should I go for that job? And I hear yes, my feeling in my body and my sense and my knowing is yes. But then my mind starts saying, but what if it's the wrong one? Jesus, what if there's a better one to come along? What if this? What if that? What are the other? It's just about listening to us. A lot of times our intuition is, you know, going to tell us things we don't want to hear. It's not going to give us the answers that we want. It's going to say like, no, that job's not for you, or yes, that person is for you, or no, that's not for you, or yes, this is happening, or whatever. And we may not even want to listen to it because it doesn't suit what we want in the moment. You might be in a relationship with someone that you know isn't for you, but you really care about them and you love them and you don't want to let go of them, or you're afraid of what your life would be like without them. So you stay in it and you go against what your intuition is saying, which is get out, get out, get out. So we have these situations across the board in our life. I have to say that, you know, I've made a really, I suppose, intentional approach in my life to actually really listen to myself. And it's very rare now, if I'm honest, like that I don't really listen to myself. And when I do, I pay the consequences almost instantly. Like, it's like, I just don't get away with it anymore. And those moments of like, I should have listened to myself, you know, sometimes we put our power into the hands of other people, whether that's friends or whether that's someone on the radio we've listened to or a podcast we've listened to or whatever, and we deny our own voice. So we say like, oh, I feel this way, but actually I read this thing that says this. Unless that really resonates with you and you feel really connected to whatever you're hearing or listening from other people, it's about drowning out the noise so that you can hear yourself. It's always really important to get other people's opinions and advice, but ultimately it's about making your own decisions. And that leads me on to another part that a member brought up this week with me, where they had to approach a situation very, very carefully. And you know who you are when you're listening to this. I'm not going to obviously get into the details of your situation, but they had to approach a situation in a certain way. And they've been really working on trusting. So part of connecting to our intuitive self is that when we make a decision or we move in the direction of what we want for ourselves, we have to trust that it's going to work out. Now, not necessarily work out exactly the way we like define that it should work out, but that it's going to work out in the best way possible for us. We have to trust that that's going to happen. And trusting that that's going to happen is really hard. And not being able to trust that the best outcome is going to happen for us is why we actually go against our intuition, which is why we push for things, because we're like, oh my God, if that doesn't happen, we feel really, really fearful. So we go against ourselves. Okay. So this person has been really, really doing such an amazing, doing such amazing things for themselves in following this. And they've got themselves to this part of this situation because of that. And if you're listening, I really want you to acknowledge that you have done incredible things to get here. But they said to me that they want to trust that the outcome is going to be okay. But there are practical things that have to be put in place and they don't want to take a passive approach. And that just really kind of got an alarm bell going for me. And it was such a good thing that she brought up, because this is what all of us, myself included, do. We want to trust an outcome and we believe that trusting that things are going to work out is the same as being passive, which is sitting back and just letting things flow. When there are certain situations that we always, in any situation, if it's really, really big and important, like it is for this person and what they're dealing with, or it's really trivial and small, we have to trust that the outcome is going to work out, okay? But trusting the outcome doesn't stop us from taking action. Trusting the outcome is a belief. It's a belief system that we create in ourselves. It's a belief that life is going to look after us. That's not always an easy place to get to, by the way. That could take years, that you may never get to that space. But as you trust that the outcome is there, the how it's going to happen and the when it's going to happen, we trust are going to be looked after. But the steps in between and the action we take and the inspired action, which is action that feels good to us, has to absolutely be done. You know, it's kind of like saying, which we'll learn next month as well in manifesting, I'd really like that outcome. So I'd really like that fabulous job and I'm going to trust if that job is meant for me, it's just going to show up on my lap. And then we go off and we like don't work at all and we don't like do our CV and we don't like prepare ourselves professionally or whatever. That's not going to work. It's a blend of the two. So I really, when we spoke about this during the week, I really wanted to teach about this because it feels like a lot of us actually think that way. Like there's an element of surrendering to outcomes and surrendering to something higher at times. And a lot of people think surrendering is giving up, just like they think trusting is taking a step back and a seat back. Surrendering is not giving up. Surrendering is not losing hope about something. It's just more saying, I probably can't do any more right now. I've taken all the action that I can take. I've brought myself to where I can, and now I have to hand it over to my higher self or a higher energy to let them tell me or show me the way or what the outcome is going to be. So that passive trust is the first piece, and that giving up and surrender is the second piece. Giving up is not surrendering, and being passive is not trusting. Because you could sit back and say, right, my intuition is telling me to go for this situation. So I definitely want that situation to occur. It feels really aligned with me. I feel really drawn to it. Now I'm going to sit back and trust that the outcome can occur. But how could the outcome occur if you're not playing an active part in that? How it happens and when it happens, like I said, you're not in control of. None of us are. But your action steps to keep you aligned to that and move you in the right direction definitely are. The surrender piece and the giving up piece, you know, giving up is just saying it's never going to happen. This is not going to happen for me right now. But surrender is saying, I have hope and I have wishes that this will happen for me, but I don't know anymore. I'm not in control of whether it's going to happen for me or not. I come to an acceptance with that and I hand it over to something else. And I think part of surrender and trust, they're very, very similar, is the letting go. And that's the hardest thing for us as humans to do, me included. Oh my God, I work so much on trying to let go of things. Really just letting go. Letting go and saying, I don't have to force this. I don't have to keep checking up on this. I don't have to keep thinking about this. It's just going to happen one way or the other. And if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen. But we're conditioned to believe, like I talked about last week, around kind of our sense of getting results and getting outcomes all of the time. And then in the midst of surrendering, in the midst of trusting, but not being passive and not giving up, it's amazing what can show up in between. It's amazing the journey we can start to move on, the opportunities that start to show up when we really, really, really start to honor ourselves. So as we finish up this month's topic all around your intuition, I really, really wish for you that you allow yourself to trust, but make sure you take action. Now, not action that's pushing, just steps that feel really good to you, that make you feel good and feel good in general. And that if you have to surrender something, don't lose hope. Just say, I'm not sure if this is going to happen. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I'm handing it up. I've done all I can. And let it go. Easier said than done, I know. So I hope that helps, and I look forward to talking to you really soon. And I really look forward to us starting next Thursday on our brand new topic of manifesting. And I'll talk to you really soon.